Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is May 1st. These are today's vital statistics. Wayne Allen Hardy, 67, of Rockford, Illinois, died April 20th. A celebration of life will be Saturday from 1 until 5 at the Community Center in Hillsboro. Wayne Hardy is survived by two sons, Wayne and Shanda Hardy of Hillsboro, and Sherman and Amanda Hardy. Three sisters, Kathy and Harvey Hardy of Muscadet, and Doreen Grassman of Richland Center. Three brothers, Donald Hardy and Russell Hardy, both of Muscadet, and Jeffrey Hardy of Shannon, Illinois. 10 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and cousins, special friend and partner Sherry Metters of Rockford, Illinois. Wayne Allen Hardy, 67, of Rockford, Illinois. Janice Marie Unbehan, 79, of Richland Center, died November 10th. A Singspiration will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorial donations be made in Janice's name to Lydia's House Ministries in Richland Center, or Eden's Glory, a therapeutic home for female survivors of human trafficking, or the Free Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Janice is survived by her siblings, Carolyn Denman and Marilyn and John Spohn, Aunt Barbara and Dick Riddle, many nieces, nephews, great and great great nieces and nephews. Janice Marie Unbehan, 79, of Richland Center. Boyd E. Spurley, 72, of Arena, died Friday unexpectedly at home. Funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at Hooverson Funeral Home in Mazamani. Burial with military honors accorded by the Arena VFW post will be held in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 10 until 11. Boyd Spurley is survived by his siblings Sherry Scheel, Gail and David Forseth, Guy and Lydia Spurley, Lenny Spurley, Wade and Angie Spurley, several nieces, nephews, and other relatives, and a special friend, Rose Anderson. Boyd E. Spurley, 72, of Arena. John William Bill Groves, 86, of Richland Center, died December 27th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at 11 at the Richland Center Community Center with a luncheon to follow. Burial with military graveside rites will be held at the Brown Church Cemetery at 3 o'clock. Friends may call at the Richland Center Community Center Sunday from 10:30 a.m. until 11 a.m. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to St. Croix Hospice, Brown Church Cemetery, Schmidt Woodland Hills, or a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Bill Groves is survived by his wife, Joanne, three children, Clinton John Groves, Kelly Ann Groves, and Alice Renee Groves, stepchildren Melody and Patrick Carls, Cameron and Robin Tyler, Kevin and Donna Tyler, Eric and Amber Tyler, many grandchildren and great-children, great-grandchildren, his siblings Cecil and Margaret Groves and Carol Wilson, ex-wife Anna Groves, nieces, nephews, and cousins, John William Bill Groves, 86, of Richland Center. Joanne Nicholson, 89, of Richland Center, died March 5th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Graveside services for Joanne and her late husband Roger will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery on Tuesday, May 5th at 10 a.m. The Pratt Funeral Service and Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Joanne Nicholson, 89, of Richland Center. Lamont A. Sailing, 72, of Lone Rock, died Tuesday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 9th, from 11 until 2. Military graveside rites will be held at a later date at Button Cemetery. Lamont is survived by his wife, Charlene, two sons, Nick Sailing and Andy Sailing, a sister, Patty Pat Kraska, three grandchildren, two sisters-in-law, Lila and Mark Kraska, and Barb Adams. Lamont A. Sailing, 72, of Lone Rock. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, a son was born to Dana and Carl Williams. Congratulations to the family.